WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly. Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That was funny.
Why do you favor rape?
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
What the bleep happened here?
I don't know, Larry. I don't know. We got a rejoiner here? Give me a second.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're lousy with VD.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
How are your olives, Rachel?
Rachel Ray here, just topping off my holiday deviled ham dip with a little sliced olives.
Baby.
Rachel.
Rachel Ray. Where are you listening right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. We've got about 10 more minutes. We're going to be talking to our friend Frank Caliendo. So we've got to make sure that we have time for Frank. Mm-hmm. And we've got the great one-on-one Frank with Charles Barkley that I was telling you about yesterday. And it's even better if you've not seen the video or you've seen it, because if you've not seen it or heard it, I should say, when we play it for you, you will not know which guy is Charles Barkley and which guy is Frank Caliendo.
Oh, that's great.
And the best part is Charles Barkley, after they go through 5 minutes of this, says to him, when are you going to start impersonating me?
Oh.
I mean, you got to hear it.
Wow.
It's worth it. We'll have Frank on in a few. But first, we're going to try to give away that $500. Where the frig are you listening today to our show?
We had some good ones in the first segment. Let's see what happens.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, where are you listening?
Right now, I'm in my work truck following a flatbed tow truck with my car, which I believe is being repossessed on it. That's the only possible explanation here.
So you're following a repo man?
Yes.
And where do you think he's going?
Well, it's across state lines. Well, the dealership that I originally bought it in was in Virginia. I live in Maryland.
Uh-huh. My friend, I have to tell you something. As someone who's been there on the other side, it's not a question of if your car is being repoed or not.
Right.
And you would know. Have you made the payments?
No, but there's a reasonable explanation for that. They supposedly had a 3,000-mile, 3-month warranty for any car that you buy off that lot. Two weeks after I got off the lot, the clutch went out on me. It wasn't able to move. I've already spent like $1,500 in repairs. Just got it out of the...
Pixie!
That's awful.
Not thinking enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Where? Where are you listening? What was that?
Sounds like 11.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike. You there?
Hello?
Yes, where are you listening?
Hi there.
Hi, calling from a cadaver lab at a university.
A cadaver what?
A cadaver lab.
A cadaver lab.
A cadaver lab
at what? Medical school.
At where, sir?
At a medical school at a university.
You sound nervous, sir.
Well, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
What's the school?
It's University of Nevada in Reno.
Rob's crap detector has gone off.
Instantly. Anytime you say, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, that is a tell normally. That is a tell. How many bodies are you around?
There's 7 of them in here right now.
Why don't you put the phone down and take one of the corpses and clap their two dead, meaty hands together?
Oh, God.
No, I really don't like touching these things.
Well, do you want the money or not?
Yeah.
Everybody has that moment.
That's right. Right, and all of our crap detectors were going off at the end there.
And I really was just waiting for him to clap his own hands.
That would have worked. Yeah, I know. You was tricking him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, where are you?
I'm a lawman in the nation's capital taking pictures of speeders in a police cruiser.
There is no way on God's green earth we're giving you one dime.
No.
Get out of here.
Guy?
Go catch bad guys.
Can you hit your siren?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hang on a second.
Go catch real bad guys. I mean,
yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Here you go.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, having a good day? What intersection?
Gee, I hope.
In the northwest part of the city.
Uh-huh. Think of all the weekends you can ruin in the next couple of hours.
How many weekends have you ruined so far?
None right now. It's pretty slow. Too much traffic.
Cannot give you a prize for that.
Sorry, officer. Continue the good work.
The ding was for those who serve, but still. Sorry, bastard. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Where are you listening?
I am calling you from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I am in front of the old Santa Fe prison where those horrible riots happened back in the early 80s. Spooky place.
Well, unless one of those riots is going on right now, honey, this would be a pretty worthless call.
Come on.
I like the way you threw spooky place in there. What is it? It's some kind of museum right now?
No. Actually, the National Guard Armory uses it now for training or something. Uh-huh. I've actually been in, and it's
I think you're wonderful as the maid on My Name is Earl.
That's so not nice. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go looking for hubcaps.
I'm in front of the old prison where they had a riot one time. Spooky.
Rob, you are so not nice. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, where are you listening today?
I am bored up in your show from one of the stations in Baltimore.
Boo!
Get out of here.
No, not thick enough.
He's already adequately compensated.
Well, if he had been board hopping and looked out the window and his wife was in the car with another man.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Where are you listening today?
I'm in the van with a dead body.
What kind of van? What are the circumstances?
I just picked it up out of a hospital morgue and dragged it out, and I'm about to bring it to the mortuary. And I've been trying to get a hold of you guys. I was in the morgue, and I was going to do it, but couldn't get through. So I got him in the van right here, ready to unload him.
Uh-huh. I don't believe you.
I got my crap detector on now.
Don't believe you, my
friend. We did too much talking about corpses.
Put me on the line. I'll give you the number. You can call the hospital and get the information.
We'll call the hospital and get what information could we verify?
I mean, you could say that I just picked up the body from that hospital. Mm-hmm. I just talked to the nursing supervisor. She can do it.
And we wouldn't put it on the air, but, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, it sounds strange to say, but like the first time we ever got a cadaver call, we were kind of motivated. But then we did all that talking about the cadavers, and now the one guy with the crap detector, I don't know. It's just not working for us today.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Where are you listening right now? Hello?
I am listening in a nunnery.
Well, now, if that's true, that might be a finalist. How the heck do we prove that?
I don't know how you prove it. I can't drag a sister out and beat her and make her swear to you or something.
What are you doing at a nunnery?
I'm a mailman, so I deliver their mail.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? What kind of mail do they get? Do they get anything interesting?
Lots of TV guides.
Do they get any Victoria's Secret?
Not that I know.
Do you deliver many catalogs to the nunnery?
Yeah, you do. You give them, like, I forget what they're trading companies, where you get, like, you give kids pencils and stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
You know what? You could win this contest if you would put a nun on the phone with us.
Well, let me see what I can do. Hang on. I will grab someone here real quick. And I'm in a bad location, so my phone may go out.
That's all right. God will be with you.
God be with you, too. I'll be right here. Here I go. Here we go. The Sisters of Providence.
We'll find you. Listen, we'll know right away if it's a nun.
Oh, absolutely.
Is someone here a nun?
You're at a nunnery, you dumbass. Is someone here a nun?
Lots of nuns.
Oh, I'm talking to the lady at the desk.
Oh, the front desk.
Uh-huh. I didn't know if there's some ladies here.
Yeah, let's have none of that.
I have someone on the phone, and they don't believe that I'm talking to. I'm in a nunnery or in a convent.
Tell him you're on the radio.
He does know the word.
Yeah, and you'll be on the radio. You want to talk to him real quick? No, you don't want to talk to anyone? Would you like to?
Tell them you want a prize. We don't believe that you're in a nunnery.
They just want you to say that I'm in the convent, and then I'm the mailman. Mm-hmm. My name is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce is here.
Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And he really is in a convent.
Oh, he's here, very much so.
Ma'am, if you could just tell us your favorite passage in the Bible.
What else do you need?
Oh,
no, would you put Sister Mary Elephant back on?
Yes.
I'd like to speak to you one more time. Would that be okay?
Just one real quick question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Ma'am, thank you for your time. May I ask you the passage in the Bible that means the most to you in your everyday life?
The passage that does what?
That means the most to you.
Your favorite Bible passage.
Oh, God is love.
God is love.
That's it.
That's it.
Right.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I will tell you that
that's really not, that's like a generic.
I know.
I need something more.
I mean, something meatier.
A nun would have like Matthew 18-42, and then he said, Thou shalt not call radio shows.
But, you know, it would be God is love. I don't doubt this guy, but I think he should be a finalist, not necessarily a winner.
Right.
You know, I think we can do better.
Hello?
Better than God? Come on.
He's playing the God card.
Better than God.
Was that nun hot?
No.
Didn't sound it.
I believe him.
Didn't sound it at all.
Why don't you go back and ask to speak to the hottest nun?
I think the hottest nun's probably burning in hell.
Oh, dear.
Well, now, what does that mean?
I don't know what he's doing right there. Was she wearing the uniform?
Yeah, she had a cross and a white and black top, you know.
Was she wearing a habit?
Yeah, habit. Uh-huh.
Did she have a bra on?
Oh, God.
I wasn't looking that closely, guys.
Shame on
just
you.
Just flesh and bone, Mike.
I know, but, you know.
Just flesh and bone.
You're having fun now, aren't you?
Sure.
Now Don's getting me. He knows. He knows. Yeah, I haven't shook my Catholic guilt out of me yet.
Yeah. Go back in and throw her back on.
What? Come on. Okay.
I tell you what.
Some hot penguin.
That's fine. Okay, I hear you guys.
I dare you. I double dog dare you to go up and ask one of those nuns the IHOP joke.
No.
Now I kind of believe in that maybe
he's
a nun.
Yeah, I think he's in a convent. Uh-huh. No doubt about
what
it.
The hell? Let's give him the money.
All right. Good for him.
Besides, we got to talk to Frank.
And he got the nun on the phone, didn't he?
Yes, and I do believe that that was a nun.
Yeah, that sounded like a nun.
That's a first for us.
You should tell her the whole go with God is really weak.
God is love, Don.
God is love. It's weak when someone's going to pin you down about...
Yeah, but you know what? It's that's what they do. They do the simplistic thing. You know, that's it. That sounds like what a nun would say.
Well, delivering mail to a nunnery has won you $500, mailman.
Well, yeah, yay, yay.
And you should be very thankful that we went with the nuns instead of the cadavers today.
Well, you know, the nuns will get a nice gift from me to say thank you.
Oh, that's very nice. That's good of you to do that.
And where are you a mailman? What state?
In Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington.
Wonderful.
All right, enjoy your $500, and thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, guys.
Right. The Sisters of Providence.
Go with God.
They're TV guides.
Right. He's the ultimate CEO.
Yeah. He's the G-O-D. Number one guy.
Sure.
Sure, boy.
Who wants
sure
to walk with Jesus?
Sure, damn.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Let's do it.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Yeah.
Right? The ultimate CEO?
Right.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
Yep.
Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah. We will talk to the fabulous Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. Fantastic.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.